Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Pearl Harbor, the USS Arizona Memorial, and the battleship Missouri. Reminders of how a war began and how it ended. With the December 7th, 1941 attack here, World War II began for the United States, and aboard the USS Missouri, now located in this same harbor, the surrender of Japan was signed to end the war between our nations. The story of this surprise attack on a Sunday morning so long ago has been written about and dramatized in movies, but many of the intense personal stories of those who were actually there may never be heard. My friend Jim and I, both Vietnam combat veterans, went to Pearl Harbor on December the 7th, more than 60 years after the famous attack, and we met with one of the few remaining survivors of that day, Mr. Ansel Saunders, originally from the great state of Missouri. Saunders was on the dock that morning scrubbing out his Navy uniform when a strange group of planes approached overhead.
So here I am down there in my swimming trunks at the landing. And in hell, we started hearing explosions coming from all over, huh? And the airplanes were flying around. So on the weekends, it's just normal to have a lot of planes in the air. But this time we got all these loud explosions. Somebody says, "This is a funny Mach raid. Mach raid hell. See the rising sun on the side of those zeros? That's Japan is attacking us."
From where they stood on the dock, they had a clear view of Battleship Row, and Saunders saw the attack unfolding.
I saw the Arizona get bombed, and then across on the other side of the island, the Utah, I could see it rolling over. The torpedo planes come in, and they come in real low, and it looked as though they dropped their torpedoes and maybe 15 or 20 feet above the water, and then they'd zoom up, huh? Yeah. But this time the Arizona sunk below, the big armor plate was down below the water.
Oh, wow.
So two of those torpedoes went into the side of the ship. The ship just bulged out, and a big hole split open, huh? There's a lot of people that tell you that no torpedoes hit the Arizona. They hit the armor plate and exploded, but then it's awful damn hard to convince this old man.
You saw it.
I saw it. And that's it.
We asked Mr. Saunders what was the most dramatic image that comes to mind from that day.
We got back to the landing, and here's a fellow standing there with nothing on but his undershirt and his shorts and his shoes. He had his shoes on, and he's talking up the storm. He says, "I don't know how I lost my socks and still got my shoes on my feet." It just took his socks right off of him. His shoes opened up, and there was little shoestring pieces hanging out of the eyelets of his shoes when I looked down at him.
Finally, we asked Mr. Saunders, what message does this memorial have for us as visitors?
Give him the Pearl Harbor survivors' motto. Remember Pearl Harbor, keep America alert.
And our thanks to an honored warrior. Let's stay alert, yes, during these times of rising tensions. But let's also remain alert to ways we can keep tension from rising above reason, or letting caution turn to conflict. Some might say that peace takes more work than war. Come to Pearl Harbor to honor and to think about what went on here. This is Forrest Arnold at Pearl Harbor.
Many of the veterans who lost their lives on December 7th and those who perished in World War II and other conflicts are buried at Punchbowl Cemetery. To them, we owe a debt of gratitude, and it is worth a moment to visit this peaceful place.